Happy.
You know, we like to give testimonies here. Testimonies are important, aren't they? But I don't have time for everybody today. But Sandra, I'm going to have you come up if she's in here. Wants to just give a couple minutes here on the ladies' Bible study coming up.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year to you. I want to, on behalf of the women's ministry, I just want to, this is so important. On every first and second Saturday, we do have women's meeting, and I'm standing to the women of Crossfire. I know we're so blessed with a man of God who really give it to us, but the scripture also said, studies to show yourself approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And if you are a believer like myself who love to go out and evangelize and share the gospel, that passion, you've got to spend time in the word of God. And so it is of Crossfire who love to study the word of God. Please come and join us. Please come and join us 10:30 on. And I'm a food person. I love food. So they serve a wonderful breakfast. And we deep dive in the word. I'm telling you, we're having and it came alive in our hearts. And we're going to be going on to Romans. And so we're extending to see you come out. And blessing to me, Sister Marissa, I mean, they've been such a blessing to me. I cannot begin to tell you. So I just want to invite you all. God bless you.
Thank you, Sandra, for your faithfulness in teaching those classes, too. They're great. And I'll bet you'd even let a guy in there if he was really hungry for God, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we praise you. You're here this morning, starting this new year. I believe the theme this morning is through prayer and study of your word. We thank you and we pray. Person, those watching, we thank you, Lord. It's the Holy Spirit that will do the work. Your word will go forth and will turn void. And that's why we come back each week, Lord, preaching the word of God, living the word of God, because it's real. So, Lord, thank you for this year of blessing. That'll be a year. It's going to be a year of war, spiritual warfare. But, Lord, you equipped us through your word. Yes. We'll be the winners, Lord, because of you. And we thank you for that. And thank you for today, Lord. And let your word again challenge us, convict us. Thank you, and we praise you for that in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. Now you can look at somebody and say, I'm going to shout on to the Lord. Victory.
Victory.
In Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, anybody ever watch that?
Yeah.
And there was one on this called On Tuesday We Leave for Home. I thought it was kind of an interesting title, and I watched it, and Asteroid. And they were going through all kinds of trials and tribulations, and they had two sons wherever they were at, up in the sky. And it was terribly different things, and they were praying and asking for somebody to deliver them and to take them back to Earth. Well, guess what? They spotted a spaceship, got there and landed and everything. Everybody was going and hugging the captain of the ship. They called him the Messiah because he came there to. That's really a good subject about, you know, thinking about we're waiting for somebody to come back. But it won't be in a spaceship. When the event does care, the world's going to be told it's a spaceship, but it's not. It's going to be an interesting time, huh? It's called scientific evidence, the age of the earth. I want to kind of segue into this, thinking about that. The age of the earth is approximately 4.54 versus about 13.77 billion years. How they can figure that out is way beyond me. Scientists supposedly determine Earth's age using a radiometric man-made instruments. The results vary by a billion years or so, depending on which study one happens to read. Now, can you trust all that? I put my faith and trust in the study of the Word of God.
Yeah.
Just what Sandra's talking about today. study the Word of God. And that's how we do it. But it's what our Heavenly Father has told us about the earth. And in here, and this is what I really believe. Numerous archaeology discoveries have been made, and not billions. So who are you going to believe? No one can give exact dates from several thousand years ago, but tablets have been found giving names of biblical people, and it's accurate. I just saw current pictures of chariots and things under the Red Sea. And they keep finding that it only confirms the Word of God. So it's true. I mean, crying out loud, they can't even determine what the next day of the weather is going to be. With all their this and we're going to get that, and you wake up the next day and nothing happens. But this is accurate.
Amen.
This is right on schedule. We're living Venezuela being set free from a dictator. And I watched our brothers and sisters in Christ in a church that have been praying for a long time by a dictator. And there's pastors in churches over there that are arrested for preaching the gospel. I watched them coming out of the jails. More than what I hear in here. You know why? Because they were living in it. And they know what dictatorship is. They know what it is to be bound. That goes with it. Their country, they're starving. Economically, all these things were happening because of a dictator. Thank God for President Trump. I thank God for that man that's got the boldness to go in and do what's got to be done in spite of the naysayers. Because we watched our brothers and sisters get free. They're probably in the streets right now this morning praising God again. And we should be praising God with them, thanking God, because that's our brothers and sisters in Christ's world. And they're part of the body of Christ. So I thank God, and we need to continue to pray for our politicians. We really do, in this nation too. There's like the golden age, they're saying, the prosperity they're talking about, coinciding with that, right along with it, we're going to have a lot of evil happening. And we got to stay proactive in the things of God. And that's what the Venezuelans did. They never gave up. They kept praying, kept witnessing. The preachers kept us. Oh, they're going to be under attack again. But you know something? That church over there is ready. They know what it's like. They know what it takes. Crossfire Assembly is one of our main themes in this church, in one ministry, is because without prayer, we're nothing. Nothing happens to you. You need it personally and as well as corporately. That's why we meet twice a week for prayer at Crossfire and in between, if need. We accept the scientific model that I talked about too. Then it appears we will just continue moving along as always with no real end in sight, because also the scientific model does not give any eternal outcome to your and my needs whatsoever. So it's really worthless. Yeah. Decade shows us the world is following the biblical end of this era schedule. We are literally on schedule. We are on schedule right now. This may come again this year. I never get tired of saying that. I'm not embarrassed to say it. But we are close to his return. Yes. And we're entering the nations of the world. We're hearing it, even in spite of everything. We hear our president saying it. We hear world leaders saying it. We're hearing wars, rumors of wars, lawlessness in the world. It's all coming together at one time. They're talking about Iran and Russia, China, Turkey, Syria, all thinking about and just talking about in the end time that we'll be going after that. We're under attack as a nation also because of the gospel and because of a president that, whether you like him or you hate him, he's not a perfect guy. He's not a preacher. He's a president. And he's helping our brothers and sisters in Nigeria too. And so we as a church need to go into this year with excitement, as Amy said earlier, to come here with excitement every week, because God's going to be moving in churches that he talks about in Revelation that are dead, have all kinds of activities, a lot of things going on, but he said, I have aught against you. But we need to be a church focused upon what's happening in our world, in the sense not being discouraged, not being fearful. As was spoke, I appreciate what you were saying in your testimony about not allowing. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind, that we can battle what's coming, because God's got our, he's got our back. Jesus, Paul, John, and others gave us signs of events that would be taking place before the start of the seven-year tribulation. And whether you believe it or not, the beginning stages. If we consider each of their prophecies, the next major event on our timeline would be the taking up, which means catch. If somebody said, well, rapture's not in the Bible, it is. And that's the next great event that we will see on God's calendar in a period. 1 Thessalonians 1:10, if you brought your Bibles today, you bring your Bibles today. Amen. Praise the Lord, we got some in here. That's great. Hallelujah. His son from heaven dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.
Now, I also know there's people that believe, we have the people that believe we're going out at the beginning, which I do too, not in a spaceship. And then we have, but you know something? That's okay if you believe that. We'll see you when you get there. I plan on going in the first load. I really do. Read some other books about it too. And it's interesting, the mid-trib people, they bring a lot of scripture into it, but when you get into it and research them, it's different from the rapture. It's different. So when you're told that, study it. And I've studied it so far, and I'm not convinced that we're going out. Scripture alone right here says a lot to me. Romans 5:9. Are you with me yet? I know I'm talking early here, but I'm going to talk loud and fast here. Gun smoke comes on at 2. No, I'm just kidding. Romans 5:9. We shall be saved from the wrath through him. There you go again. 1 Thessalonians 5:9-10. But to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should be together with him. Amen. 3:10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which means which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell there. It's out in the beginning. What would be the sense to keep the sense? We've already repented, committed our lives to him. He forgave us. Why would he want to take us through the tribulation? But those who rebel against it, they're going to go through it. That's why I say, you know, if you're in here this morning and you're here or you're watching this morning and you're not living the one you say is Lord of your life, you better examine your heart again. This is serious stuff. It's happening. We're watching the events progressively, quickly come to pass. And many of the pastors who study eschatology are watching it happen too and agreeing with that. But on unbelievers, not believers. This passage clearly teaches that the resurrection and the rapture of the true Christian believers must take place before the end. I'm sure he's waiting in the wings right now. Do you see how fast people accept falsehoods and things that are not true? People voting for a socialist, a communist, not realizing what they believe, and some even doing it but think it's a better deal. Well, there's people that we got a world that's voting for them now, too. We're told that the ultimate evil one is being held back by the retainer who would be the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The person of the Holy Spirit. 2 Thessalonians 2:6. And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be what the retainer was, the man of sin, even back then. They should have known that. Paul told them. The influence of the true Christian in the world, both in winning others to Christ and in verses 13 through 14, it says, ye are the salt of the world. Everybody say salt.
Salt.
Do you love salt?
Yes. Yeah.
We're the salt. Wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. If you are the light of the world, then we should be out there witnessing. We should be living our life to glorify him. If we're the hope of glory, we should be light to our neighbors, to our family, to everybody around us. We should be salt, that we should be speaking God's word, compromising what's being said, whether in a working situation, a church situation, a home situation, whatever. If they're not telling the truth, speak up. you'll find out that our God is alive. You'll watch it before your very eyes when you're witnessing to somebody, when you start doing it. We're in a new year. And I'll tell you what, the people in Venezuela, I talk too much. They're witnessing. They're telling others. And they're expressing their faith. The church is preventing the invitable quick world right now. There's a delay in what's happening in the world before the onslaught comes. And that's going to be a place you don't want to live. There's going to be such corruption, our wildest dreams throughout this whole world. And that's what Jesus came to earth to deliver us from. The true Christians that are indwelt by that, it is his presence of the Holy Spirit himself in the world. Right now, in the world, the Holy Spirit in us is moving across this world, fighting the evil. 2 Thessalonians 2:7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now lets will let until he be taken out of the way. There's some souls I'm after. And he knows when that last soul is going to make that commitment. The Holy Spirit retains, he hinders the revelation till the revelation of the son of perdition is revealed. So it's you and I right now with the Holy Spirit. That's why we need to be out there. That's why the devil is working so hard to keep the church lukewarm, to keep people from witnessing, sharing their faith. That's why I get money. Tell people. Let people know what God's doing in your life. In effect, he, the Holy Spirit, will be taken out of the way in the air. But of course, think about this now. Since he is omnipresent, he will still be present in the world working. He'll be working during the tribulation. The body of Christ will be gone, but he will still be here because he is omnipresent. And there's a reason for that. You can find that in John 6:44. Spirit plans to be here because he's still looking for souls. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 and 12. Doom with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan and with all power, signs, and lying of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And there's people sitting in churches today like just like that. And they don't accept it. Only they want to know they're going to go to heaven. They want God as a fire escape. Obey him. This cause, what will God do? God will send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie. Look at the people who believe lies today, even when on television. It's obvious what a person committed a crime did right before our very eyes, but yet a certain party, criminal who killed somebody, when it's obvious, because they're delusional. They don't want to believe it because whatever. But if you're not obeying the Lord, wow. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in. If you and I have pleasure in unrighteousness, we need to examine our hearts. What do you want? Wherever. Are you bar hopping yet? Are you chasing, cussing, swearing, gambling, doing everything? Buddy, God didn't call us to judge, nor you to judge. He called us to witness. But the Holy Spirit convicts. That's what he does. Even they condemn themselves by how they live their life. Somebody in the church is not living for Jesus is bringing condemnation on themselves. It isn't God that's doing it. Destroy. But the time is approaching when the Holy Spirit will be removed and the Satan-inspired evil one will come out to take over the world. And he's going to be a nice guy. People are going to be just think he's the most wonderful thing that ever hit planet Earth. Because he's seemingly going to have an answer to all the evil that's going on in the world. He's going to have a bright smile. He'll probably be using Pepsodent, whatever else, and hair oil, keeping his hair slicked back. Johnny, he's going to fit the bill for the modern church today. And they'll accept him too. The church. All who are indwelt by the Holy Spirit for having received and accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior will be taken up to be with Jesus. and out of the past. Glory to God. I believe it. I just read several scriptures to you confirming it. I didn't read one scripture. I read several scriptures. The sequence of the rapture given in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, 17. For the Lord himself, say the Lord himself, shall descend from heaven with a whisper. Thank you. With a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. I think it's interesting that we have a president named Trump. The last Trump. Just a thought. It's a limb theory thinking. Is that why the devil hates that name Trump? Is it because he knows that this God, the Creator, is coming to shout? Just me. That's me. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up, harpazo, together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. It's going to happen. Possible thing right now will be that generation. Highly possible right now because of all the events that are, all the prophetic things have been fulfilled already. Going to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 52, we're told just how fast the rapture is going to happen. Somebody, certain things happen in the world, and I'll make sure I'm ready for it. No, you won't. 1 Corinthians 15, 52, in a moment. You said it, I didn't. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and will be. It's going to be so quick, just the twinkling of your eye. That's how quick the rapture is going to happen. There'll be no time to say, oh, Lord, forgive me. Things, fornication, adultery. I should have quit doing those. So you won't have time to say a word. When the Lord, and even before we leave this building today, that's how close I believe we are. The coming of Jesus Christ is to be very sudden, and he's not going to give you advanced trumpet. The shout are the true born-again Christians. Those are the only ones who'll be able to hear it. Because God said he's coming with a shout. The only ones that'll hear it will be the body of Christ. We're the only ones going up. The biblical secret I just read to you does not happen until the trumpet of God and the shout from the voice of the archangel, the Lord himself, calls us up to meet in the clouds. What an incredible time. We'll see our dead loved ones already there when we get there. They'll beat us when we get there almost. The event will have taken place for all who are left behind. They're going to know it instantly. The world will instantly change. The main issue of, are we ready? Is the church ready? The church is sick today. It's lukewarm. Jesus warned it of it himself. Once that trumpet sounds and the shout is given, there won't be enough time to call out to be saved. To the rapture taking place. If you're in here this morning, listening by social media, and you're not born again, you don't know if you are, then you might not be. I kind of hesitate a little bit there because I'm wondering if there's going to be a shout. For the benefit of someone just now considering the outcome for their eternal soul, salvation is very simple. It's ABC. Call. Admit, believe, and call. Admit you're a sinner. Believe in and on the Lord Jesus Christ and call upon him. Let's hear salvation, Romans road here. But no, we don't in the way we should. There's people who will say a prayer today. The teacher will say, you say this prayer, you'll be saved. Uh-uh. There is no sinner's prayer in. And that's the danger right now, that why the church is sick, because they've been misled. And many people think they're saved because they prayed a prayer. And a prayer doesn't. We need true repentance. for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. How many sinned?
All.
Romans, God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Right. Hallelujah for Jesus again. The coming of death into this world resulted directly by sin coming into this world. It's man's fault. It tells us we've all sinned, but we have eternal life through Christ. God gave us a way out. Hallelujah. Through the gift of God, through the shed blood of Jesus, his son on the cross. Thank you. Our part is to admit we must believe that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Romans 10:11. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. That means disgrace. 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what one thief on the cross, he called upon the name of God. Save you. And if you mean it in your heart. The man on the cross that gave his life to Christ knew that Christ was the Savior. He knew it. He called upon in paradise. The only hard part of this believing is there are only true steps to eternal life, which, and we cannot earn our way there by doing certain work. There's some people who say, we don't have to do a thing. Jesus already died on a cross. Is all I got to do is believe that, and I'm with religious ideals. There is, somebody said, well, we can't, if we confess our sins, we're working. No, you're not. Don't repent, we're going to perish. That means we got to do something, right? We got to repent. We got to turn from. We cannot buy or earn, as I said. Saying, boy, God's going to find pleasure with me. Even our President Trump said, I hope I'm doing enough good things. Somebody hasn't been witnessing to him properly. All the good that he's doing right now, releasing our brothers and sisters around the world, even in America, promising he's going to protect our Christianity and bring Christians, all those are good things, but it won't get President Trump to heaven. We need to pray for our president. And Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift. If you come forward to give your life to Christ, you're coming to him because he already paid the price. That's what it is. Lord, forgive me. I've been living a sinful life. I ask you to call upon you to come into my life. Let your Holy Spirit come in me. And he said, I'll do it. I'll save you. Not Muhammad, not Allah, Confucius, Buddha, whatever his name is. God. However, the outcome, that decision will most likely lead to being martyred once the rapture happens. Cut off. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, judgment was given unto them, and I saw souls of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither his head, or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ, killed by Islam with a sword, or a guillotine, or something, for those who would reject the mark of the beast. Some people joke all the new technology that we have right now. And I was in a grocery store the other day, and a guy in front of me, and he, when she gave him the total, he did like this. He took his watch and put it on the scanner and paid his bill. Wonderful. Oh, it's quick. It's fast. But the people who do not receive that mark, after the rapture happens, their heads, according to scripture, God's word's true. He said they will be beheaded. Does that mean Islam is going to be prevalent? What's happening? Who just got voted in New York? Declared that I am a Muslim. They're getting as bold as all over our nation, Michigan, Texas, Ohio, Minneapolis. They're turning one church into a mosque, I just heard, and one that just emptied out. They're going to get bolder. We're living that time. We are the salt and the light. We need to stand up for our faith and not be, even if we are killed for it. We're living in those days, people. And I tell you, that's not to discourage you, for our Lord's coming.
Yes.
Our Master's coming.
Yes.
He's watching the events because he laid them all out. He knows them. And so we need to go into 20. We do not know the day or the hour, as it says in Matthew 20, in that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But he did tell us we'd know the season. You can tell when the skies are red. You can tell by the clouds when it's going to rain. But you don't know. And he told us the events leading up to the tribulation. We're living it right now with what's happening in the world and overseas. We're watching what's happening about the end day churches that are lukewarm and cold and dead. We're there. We're watching it happen. And they're all happening. Time is short.
Hallelujah.
I'm getting ready to come. And if you think I can shout, you should hear him. The whole world will hear him, those that are born. Jesus to forgive you and to be your Savior is played right into Satan's most popular ploy. He influenced Eve in Genesis 3:1 with a question. And that's what's happening today too. Is Jesus really going to return? We've always had earthquakes. We've always had wars. We've always had protests around the whole world. And by that word in Genesis 3:1, yea, what does yea mean? You know, people, why I talk on, be careful what translation you're using, because every word in here has got a meaning. They took out the yeas and means furthermore. It doesn't mean yes. It says furthermore have God said. They all have a meaning. And a meaning to it. And that's why if you're reading bad translations, throw paraphrases away. That's man's opinion. But Trinity, today we're getting homosexual Bibles. We're getting women's Bibles that are geared toward women's lib. If you're in here and you like the New King James, I'm just going to say it straightforward. You're reading a Bible that's been tampered with. And change even in that one. He uses the same questions today, and unfortunately many still fall for it. Please, and it's not through telephone. You say, well, that's no big deal. I got a phone. I got 24 hours. No, you don't, because your battery might go dead. But God, his is open 24/7. You can call upon him anytime you want, and he'll listen. Who will not be turned away. He'll never reject anybody for whatever reason if you're coming to him and crying out to him. Be forgiven. I got a scripture for you. Joel 2:32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever, say with me, whosoever. Save for Mount Zion and Jerusalem shall be deliverance as the Lord has said, and in the remnant who and repentance. Acts 2:21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever, say whosoever with me,
whosoever
shall call on the name of the Lord shall be. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. I sure thank God I called on the Lord that he chose me. Hallelujah. Whosoever with me
whosoever
shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That go around, even that you probably remember several years ago that said homosexuals are all going to go to hell. That's a false statement. No, they won't. If they call upon the name of the Lord and repent, he will cleanse them. He will wash them within a moment. Hallelujah. He did that for me as a sinner. The Lord does not and will not lie to you and I. The Father will force no one to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, but will honor all who truly do. The responsibility of every human being to make that calling individually. If you're a young person in here and you're 12 years old and age and up, you have under responsibility to know the Word of God and to accept what it says. Likewise, all who refuse don't want to be at that one. Revelation 20, verses 11 and 15, when they pass from this earth and will spend eternity in the lake of fire with Satan and his demons and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was no place to be found. The Lord's sitting on that throne. And every person who did not receive Jesus Christ standing in that by that throne is doomed for all eternity. There will be a new heaven and earth, by the way, when you read Revelation 21:1 speaks of it. And then he goes on to say, and I saw the dead, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. See, even the ungodly people are going to be judged. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And I ask you this morning, don't tell somebody, well, I prayed the prayer, my name's in there. Or I did this and I did that, so my name's in there. You got to finish this year with a call of salvation to the church to realize we are heading to some incredible times in this world politically, and they're coming fast, and we need to be ready, church. And I want this church, I want Crossfire Church, I want to see all of us in heaven together. Amen. Those watching, be born again. And I'm going to ask today, would not be too early to receive and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I'm telling you, people in here, since sure I'm saved, then you need to come forward and repent right now. Just to be on the safe side and ask the Lord to make sure your life is right with him. And don't worry about who's... No one can tell you the exact time the Savior is going to come for all believers up to meet him. But rest assured, it's going to happen. Be assured of your heavenly destiny by having Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The day's approaching and all who have Jesus in their hearts are proclaiming Maranatha. And I want, with every head bowed, I'm just going to ask one more time. I'm not going to belabor it, but I just want to ask you, are you sure? If you're not, just come forward and say, I want to make sure. I don't care what man thinks of me. I don't care whatever. I'm going to go forward and recommit my life if I need to right now. Are you going to do it? Are you going to make sure? I appreciate that. There are people that will even leave altar calls before the altar. But you got to know in your heart for sure, especially if you haven't been living the way you should, you need to get born again.
I want to get born again. I think I need a refresher.
You want to be refreshed too. Thank you for coming all the way up. Well, we're going to do it together. Anybody else before I start? You got to know, because it's going. You can just say, well, that's that one preacher's opinion. Go ahead and do it. But I read you the scriptures. It's going to happen. But you that came forward, and if anybody else wants to come forward, well, you got to know. And when you come forward with the attitude, there's sin in your life and you need to repent of it. You need to do that. You need to know that. And yes, even in churches, there's people that need to recommit to Christ. We're going to pray together. And again, I'm going to say, my prayer does not save you. My words do not save you. You're committed before you because I need to know that I am saved. I need to repent of things in my life that I've been holding on to that I have not released in my right standing with you. You need to do that. One. And I'm just for the sake of it, so we say it out loud so it goes into our own ears. For faith comes by the hearing of the word. You truly mean it in your heart. God hears that and he will save you instantly. So let's start. Heavenly Father, say it out loud. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I stand before you of any sin that's in my life. Any sin that I've been practicing, Lord, I will turn from it today. Forgive me of those sins, Father. I ask that the blood of Jesus come all unrighteousness. I ask you, Jesus, to come into my life fully. Your Holy Spirit to convict me when I need it. In Jesus, I believe you came to earth. I believe you died. And I believe. And I want to be ready. So I receive you as my Lord and my Savior of my life. Others know I am not ashamed. And I love you, Jesus. I believe you're coming back. And I believe right now, Lord, but by my faith, I believe I'm born again. And I'm putting my trust in you to take me to heaven. And we all said, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you want, take time, go down and have some fellowship. Shake some hands if you don't know somebody. And look at somebody and say, I'm born again.